This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 24th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. President Bush has done what might have looked impossible a few weeks ago. Picked a new FAA administrator every segment of aviation seems happy about. On Tuesday, we learned the president plans to nominate Bobby Sturgill, currently acting FAA administrator, to succeed his former boss, Marion Blakey. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters applauded, quote, I urge the Senate to swiftly consider Bobby's nomination and confirm him to a full 5-year term, unquote. Air Transport Association President Jim May responded, quote, his distinguished and varied background in both civil and military matters uniquely equips him to serve as FAA administrator. We look forward to working with him, unquote. From Experimental Aircraft Association President Tom Poberesny, quote, we thank President Bush for moving quickly on the nomination and urge a speedy confirmation by the Senate, unquote. The White House had not made the nomination official by late Tuesday, but if President Bush was awaiting initial industry reaction, it would be an understatement to say it's been positive. The weather forecast was glum, but conditions turned out to be just fine for Tuesday morning's launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The crew of STS-120 will conduct a 14-day mission focused on continued construction of the International Space Station. This launch was also the first for a shuttle using a revised external fuel tank designed to reduce the severity of ice buildup around supercooled liquid oxygen and hydrogen pipes. A large chunk of ice did form during pre-launch hours, but NASA said it had dissipated enough by launch time to not threaten safety. At a court hearing Monday in Oregon, would-be bidders tried to pick away at a deal which would award Cessna $500,000 if any other bid for bankrupt Columbia Aircraft is accepted. Potential bidders with lawyers at Monday's hearing included Cessna, Granger Whitelaw, Versa Capital Management, Park Electrochemical, and Cirrus Arc Capita. You can read the complete report on Monday's hearing, filed by former Columbia VP and now unsecured creditor Rich Belzer, on our website. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters chaired Tuesday's start of an airline industry summit aimed at managing capacity and delays at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. Peters said she carried orders from her boss, quote, the president has tasked me with finding solutions to this problem and with providing as much relief to travelers as we can in the shortest amount of time possible, unquote. Peters has charged a group of airline, airport, and travel officials with developing a series of additional measures to reduce congestion at New York's three major airports before the start of the 2008 summer travel season. The DOT notes that airlines at JFK increased their scheduled operations by 41% between March 2006 and August 2007. As a result, the number of arrival delays exceeding 1 hour increased by 114% in the first 10 months of fiscal 2007, compared to the same period the previous year. In all fairness, ugly stats from the first quarter included winter weather, which crippled JetBlue's schedule for weeks. But Peters pointed out that during June and July, on-time arrivals at JFK happened only 59% of the time. Quote, today is the day to think about the passengers. We have got to make sure the options customers have are real. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. DOT says its runway safety blitz paid off. NASA's administrator promises the buried safety report will see the light of day. And NTSB's chief talks safety with corporate aviation mechanics in Wichita. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we'll let you listen in on Monday's NATCA press conference, in which the Controllers Union rebuts last week's rosy hiring statistics from the FAA. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.